Welcome to the Pivotal Decisions podcast, where we know that the decisions you make today will determine your tomorrow. I'm your host, Stan Paris, and I'm grateful that you are tuning in to the podcast. And as always, if you find the podcast valuable, I hope that you will share it with your friends and your family. Spreading the word about Pivotal Decisions is helpful and a blessing. And here's how you can do that: is if you will subscribe to the Pivotal Decisions YouTube channel. There you will find all of the podcast content and more, and that would be a great blessing. Today on this episode of Pivotal Decisions, I want to start with a question. And the question is it okay to pray for yourself? Is it okay to pray for yourself? I would argue that not only is it okay, but the Bible commands it. I do not mean, now hear this, I do not mean that we are to ask for whatever we want and expect God to deliver. And certainly, I am not suggesting that you should pray that God would make your life easy and comfortable and make you rich and famous. We are usually so focused on material comfort and earthly pleasure that we are blinded to what God wants to do in our lives. The Bible urges us to ask for the things that God wants for us, the spiritual riches that will make us more like Christ and will strengthen our faith. So it is entirely healthy to pray for yourself, and in fact, it is essential that you pray for yourself. Jesus prayed the night before he was crucified, "Father, glorify me together with yourself, with the glory that I had with you before the world was." Jesus prayed for himself. And if Jesus needed to pray for himself, then certainly I need to pray for myself. Todd Gaddis from Lifeway Research wrote an article titled 11 Ways to Pray for Yourself Every Day. So I thought we would spend a few minutes looking at these ways to pray for yourself in this episode of Pivotal Decisions. So what are the 11 ways that you can pray for yourself every day? Number one, examine me. That's the first prayer. Lord, examine me. King David asked God to search me, search him, know him, test him, and see if there was any offensive way in him. As Gaddis says here, that takes a lot of courage. It takes courage to pray a prayer like that. God, I want you to search me, know me, test me. I want to see the good, the bad, and the ugly in my life. I want the Lord to reveal to me those things in my life that aren't pleasing to him. That's not a prayer we like to pray. It's one we don't want to think about, and we certainly don't want to focus on the answer. But this is a prayer you should pray every day. God, examine me. Help me to see in my life the things that are displeasing to you. And so we start here in praying for ourselves every day with examine me. Number two, Gaddis says to pray, forgive my sins. I mean, in some ways, this should be obvious, right? I'm wasting my time praying if I am not examining my heart and then asking God to forgive me. If I'm not confessing, being honest, and confessing my sins to God, asking for forgiveness, I'm really wasting my time, because that sin, those sins in my life, then has become a stumbling block to my prayer life. Once I've sought and received his forgiveness, now I am cleansed, as the Bible says, and ready to go on with my prayer life. This should be obvious, and yet it's so hard. When I say forgive my sins and pray that prayer, I'm not talking about just in a general way saying, God, forgive me of everything I've done wrong. God, forgive me of all my sins. Instead, what I'm saying is be specific. You know, God, yesterday, that conversation I had really was, it was just gossip. I was just gossiping, and that was wrong. That was a sin. I shouldn't have done that. I ask you to forgive me of that. Whatever the sin is, and I don't want to go through a laundry list here, but whatever the sin is, be specific, confess that to God, ask for forgiveness, pray for forgiveness, and now you're ready. You're ready to hear from God. You're ready for God to work in you. Every day pray, forgive my sins. Number three, these are prayers that you should pray every single day for yourself. Number three, fill me with your spirit. Fill me with your spirit. When renowned preacher evangelist D.L. Moody was asked why he constantly sought a filling of the Spirit, he responded, because I leak. I was baptized with the Spirit when saved, a reality that never needs to be repeated. Yet, like Moody, Gaddis says, I leak. I need to be continually filled, especially for times of special service and ministry. The Bible says that when you accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, you are baptized in the Spirit. The Spirit lives within you, dwells within you. But every day, I should pray, God, fill me with your Spirit. I want to be filled up with the Spirit of God, anointed by the Holy Spirit. And that's a prayer you pray every day. Number four, this is a prayer you pray every day. Restore and strengthen me. Serving God, loving people, using your gifts to serve the church, it will drain you. Living for God at work will drain you. Doing the right thing at school will drain you. Why? It's a spiritual battle. And you will get weary. That is a fact. When you serve God, when you live for God, when you are following Christ, trusting in Him, it is a spiritual battle, and you will get weary. That's why David said, restore to me the joy of your salvation. Gaddis says, I include myself in God's promise to his people through the prophet Ezekiel. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. Serving God, loving people, using your gifts to serve the church, following Christ, doing the right thing, it's a spiritual battle, and you will get weary. And so you pray every day, restore and strengthen me. It's a great prayer to pray. Number five, these are prayers you pray for yourself every day. Number five, grant me wisdom. Grant me wisdom. Gaddis says, I have plenty of information at my disposal. What I need is wisdom. And that's so true for us. We have at our disposal all kinds of information, more than we need. Anything you want to know, you just Google it, and there you find the answer. If you want to know what's going on in the world, you just check Twitter or X, whatever it's called these days, and you're flooded with information on both sides, all kinds of information. Now, whether it's accurate or not, it's a different story, but you have all kinds of information. But what we really need is godly wisdom, wisdom that comes from above. We live in an age in which information abounds, but wisdom is hard to find. The Bible says that God will give us wisdom. In fact, the Bible says that God will generously give us wisdom if we ask. In James 1:5, that God will generously give to all without finding fault, if only we ask. What we need in today's time is godly wisdom, wisdom that comes from above. We have the information. We have access to everything. It's crazy how easy it is to find answers to just about any question. It's not information we need, it's wisdom. How do you get that? You ask for it. You pray. And that's something you should pray every day. Grant me wisdom. How do I handle this issue with my kids? I need wisdom. How do I deal with my boss who I just don't get along with? I need wisdom. How do I handle this situation with my spouse? I don't know what to do. God, grant me wisdom. Show me. Give me discernment. God, give me wisdom to deal with this situation. It's a prayer you should pray every day. God, grant me wisdom. Number six, protect my mind. This is a prayer you pray every day. God, protect my mind. Proverbs tells us that I am what I think. And if that is true, and it is, then you better be careful what you think about. I am what I think. And since that is true, you better be careful what you think about. And I certainly need God's help in making sure I think about the right things. Gaddis says, since we have the Holy Spirit living in us, we have access to the mind of Christ. We dare not remain passive in the process, however. Daily, I pray that my carnal mind would be suppressed and Christ's mind would reign supreme. We were just talking about all the information that we are exposed to on a daily basis. And I mentioned to you that whether it's accurate or not is a whole different story. We are flooded with information. We are flooded with images on Instagram and Facebook. We are flooded with all kinds of political anger and harshness on Twitter. We are exposed to so much information, bad news, images. We better be praying every day, God, protect my mind. The Bible says to fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. I can't really think of something that would be more important than for you to pray every day than to protect your mind. Today, we are overwhelmed, more anxious than ever, and a lot of it is because of what we allow into our minds, into our brains. And I would encourage you to get off of social media, listen to only the Pivotal Decisions podcast, and be careful what you put into your mind. Protect your mind. Fix your thoughts on what is true. You know what that means? Fix your thoughts on God and His Word. That's why we have a saying here that I've mentioned before, that it's Scripture before screen. Every morning, get up and put God's truth into your mind and protect your mind. Fix your thoughts on what is true, honorable, right, pure, lovely, and admirable. It's a prayer you should pray every day. So we're talking about 11 ways to pray for yourself every day. Number seven, pray to stifle Satan. Pray that God would stifle Satan. Satan hates everything to do with what we've been talking about today in our prayer life. Satan has lost the war, but he'll do everything in his power to win the battle in your mind. And so Gaddis says to pray for the daily strength to resist this Satan so that he will flee. This is a prayer you need to pray. And I know for some it might sound odd or a little bit weird. I'm going to pray that Satan would flee from me. Absolutely. Why would you not want to pray for that? We are in a spiritual war, a spiritual battle for your heart, your mind, your soul, your family, your marriage. Pray every day that Satan would flee, that Satan would be stifled in his attempts to capture your mind and your life. Number eight, suppress unbelief and supply faith. We need to pray that God would suppress unbelief in my life and supply me with more faith. The Father, Gaddis mentions the father of the demon-possessed boy, who said to Jesus, help me overcome my unbelief. That's a prayer to pray. God, help me overcome my unbelief. The disciples asked God in Luke 17 to increase our faith. You pray for that. God, help me overcome any unbelief in my life. And God, I pray that you would increase my faith in you. It's a prayer that I've tried to pray more frequently, that I would have a stronger faith, to trust God, believe God. So every day, that's a prayer you can pray, to suppress unbelief in my heart and to supply me with faith. Number 9, pray that God would help you guard my behavior. God, help me guard my behavior. If we're not careful, we are capable of doing anything. Our heart, if it was not for the grace of God, we are capable of doing anything. I pray, Lord, lead me not into temptation, but deliver me from the evil one. Protect me against my attitude and my choices and my behavior. And God, stop me from doing anything that would ruin my testimony for you. And so that's a prayer to pray to God, guard my behavior. Number 10, arrange significant divine appointments. Gaddis says this, over the years, this verse has become increasingly significant to me. In his heart, a man plans his course, but the Lord determines his steps. My daily desire is to follow God's schedule. Since he often gives spontaneous direction, I must allow margin in order for him to rearrange my schedule. I pray especially that he would lead me regularly into opportunities to share hope with others and to encourage others. One thing that we have to be careful about in our life, if we're going to pray a prayer like this, God, arrange significant divine appointments. God, put people in my life that I can be an encouragement to. If we are going to pray a prayer like that and really mean it, then we have to listen to what God tells us to do. We sometimes are just so busy. We are in such a mode of, I've got to do this, and I'm going to do this, and I want to do this, that we never really listen to God telling us, here's an opportunity for you. Here's an open door for you. Arrange significant divine appointments. And here, we're talking about 11 prayers to pray for yourself every day. Number 11, enlarge my sphere of influence. This is a prayer you pray so that you can be a light in the darkness, so more people in your life can hear about the hope of Christ. Enlarge my sphere of influence. It's not so that you can be more popular, so that you can gain some kind of social status, but it's a prayer that you pray so that you can be an influence on people and that God will use you to encourage them and to lead them to the hope they have in Christ. And so there they are, 11 prayers to pray for yourself every day. Examine me, forgive my sins, fill me with your Spirit, restore and strengthen me, grant me wisdom, protect my mind, stifle Satan, suppress unbelief and supply faith, guard my behavior, arrange significant divine appointments, and enlarge my sphere of influence. Those are prayers you can pray for yourself every single day. And if you start praying those prayers, I think you will see God begin work powerfully in your life. Thank you for joining me today on this episode of Pivotal Decisions. And again, if you found this episode helpful, please share it with others who might benefit from it. Don't forget to subscribe to the Pivotal Decisions podcast for more insightful discussions. And until next time, remember, the decisions you make today will determine your tomorrow.